Hello, my beautiful fans out there in the world of geeks and nerds and collectors and gamers alike. Welcome back to another episode of the Ultra Nerd Podcast and another great episode of the D&D Story Times. Before I continue, I just want to say if you guys listen to each of the podcast episodes that I create, we're slowly building up revenue, and what you can help me with is each time you listen to a podcast with a sponsor in it, you can help me pay for the bills, making sure to keep the lights on, and to flushing that dang toilet over there, too. So, let's get into the story, shall we? So, you know my friend Morthos, right? Like a tiefling, the rogue, the guy who always gets into trouble, and the drunk, right? So, me and him were talking for a while, and instead, I decided to switch things up. So instead of just being the DM this time, I decided to be a player in the world that he creates. Pray for my sanity. So a while ago, we did make some stories with like the starter D&D sheets a while ago with him. But one story I want to talk about that does get interesting was where I decided to make my own character. My name is Arkthar. I was a paladin golden dragonborn with the ability to breathe golden fire. No, wait. It was either a black, gray, or a white one. I can't remember. Wh which one spew lightning? I'm sorry, folks. It's been a while since I even touched the character. But anyway, one day, another classmate of mine and him, we met up and started making characters. I remember my friend had a gnome character, and he was a warlock, and one of his character traits was that he loved to collect coins. I can't remember what his name was, but me and him were a team that day. We were figuring out certain things and certain places we needed to be and needed to go. And one of the best places we had to meet up was a place called the Tavern of No Corner. And basically, it is what it says. It's now I'm rethinking about it. It's kind of ridiculous. It's basically a Circle Lake tavern where there's no corner. Okay, so you know the idea where if you're in a corner at a tavern, and if you're facing the, and if your back is toward the corner, and if someone's facing you, what you could basically do was is that you threaten them with a dagger and no one sees it because there's every corner. No, wait. Crap, I can't remember if there was like infinite corners there. I can't remember, folks. I'm sorry. But anyway, we met up with this strange man that was apparently harassing the locals in the tavern of infinite to no corners. And basically, he done the worst stealth check ever, and we saw him running towards the outside. Unfortunately, we didn't caught up with him, but we did manage to find a note that he left behind before he stabbed my associate and I. So basically, just a few insight here. My friend Morthos, he created arguably one of the, if not the most overpowered characters in Dungeons and Dragons history. His name is Eddie Copperkettle. So, just a quick insight into Eddie Copperkettle. Eddie Copperkettle is basically, I want to say, a barbarian lumberjack who understands a lot of things, who is able to decrypt a ton of stuff, who is smart, who is very strong as well. But the only thing that he doesn't like to do or can't understand is both doors with circular doorknobs and currency. So if he wants to try to buy something, he's pretty much shite out of luck. And if you're trying to sneak into a place where you tell them to take points with a circular doorknob, probably not a good idea. But the note read that Eddie Copperkettle has mysteriously disappeared. So basically, what we had to do then was to go into this place of where he was last seen and ask around for questions. So basically, ask. I'm sorry. You're going to find this one idea really ridiculous, folks. So basically, the place where we had to go to after a couple of mishaps on the road and on boat Basically, the area that we first went to was extremely cold out there, right? And my friend, he was freezing his tail off. So we were trying to look for a blacksmith or an armory of some kind. So we went into this one place that was selling these leopard pelts, right? So my friend Morthos, he is a great DM, but sometimes he is an asshole. Because what he didn't tell us that time was that these pelts were actually mankinis at the time. And so I sadly, it was cursed, I think. So my friend was sadly stuck with a mankini for a gnome. But at least it kept him warm, somewhat, I think. So after a bad display of talking to a man about bikinis or mankinis and trying to warm up your friend here, what happened next was probably the most embarrassing thing for a Dragonborn Paladin. So we discovered a mysterious stone or a stadium with its doors mysteriously open, right? So we went in and we got our first challenging fight ever. So basically, it was what happened was we were mistaken for something else or someone else, and this one guy who was the Knight of Copper started literally beating the living crap out of us like no tomorrow. And he was like skinnier than my character. So, a dragonborn, awesome. That could breathe either any element they want, depending on their what breed they are, either ice, fire, lightning, acid, nice. I'm also a paladin, so I could basically take in the hits and deal also the hits. Also nice. I get my ass kicked by a skinny ass knight man. Not the proudest moment for a dragonborn paladin, but either way, it was there, kind of, maybe, not really. But later, once we finally got him down to the ground and removed his helmet, believing that this man was Eddie Copperkettle, there was no one under the mask. And what I think what might have happened, I haven't sadly completed the DM or the campaign with him for a while. I have a theory about another story another time, but let's get to the best parts. So a while ago, we managed to meet up with some old friends of ours, or some new friends, but some of my old friends who played the game with us. And eventually, we were trying to sneak into the most richest place ever, and because I was had the ability of sensing good and evil, the idea was that the entire area around us was dark. It was really dark, and I couldn't see anything but a small speck of light. And once I told the guards this, they wanted my head rolling on the concrete. And I was like, oh shit. So basically, the man who captured me was basically a he was basically working for the original king who got overthrown by someone else. And he saved my life from being, well, saved my character's life. Instead of having my head on the floor, he had my head where it was supposed to be, on my shoulders. But to make sure that my friend. So in game, my friends or my allies so far didn't know that I was alive or dead. So I had an idea. The idea was that there was tar and there was also feathers. So basically, I had the idea that I could try to sneak out as someone else because even though that if I just walked right out of the torture room by myself, the guards would have got suspicious of me. So the idea was that I tarred myself and then cover myself with feathers. And that sadly also didn't go as planned because the executioner of the place had to sadly help me remove all the feathers and tar that was hardened on my skin right off. But eventually, when we all got together and discovered a path to the king's entrance, we had to fight a couple of men that were guarding the king himself. So once the king told us that one of his brothers, or his half brothers, I think it was his half brother of the kingdom,
tried to stow him away and might have something to do with Eddie Copperkettle, we had to figure something out about these clones of him. Yeah, turns out the men, a lot of the soldiers around the kingdom, including the Knight of Copper, and the ones that we did fought, were apparently clones of Eddie Copperkettle. And to me, that was kind of interesting. Now, this kind of might be a theory, but I'll get into that in another video or podcast episode. So, let's continue, shall we? So, basically, we were all pretty tired from the fight. And obviously, after you decided to tar yourself and put yourself on feathers, so you would be. And after you would also get help from a gnome or a dwarf, I believe, trying to remove said feathers right off of you, that would also be a faction as well, or factor. So we all went into an inn, and apparently my friend, he bumped into a higher level themed character, and it was like, is this the room of the traitors, or like, is this the room of your friends? And once he said yes, he took his axe and literally in one fell swoop broke the walls towards mine and a few of my other allies' doors. Now, we were lucky enough just to defeat this guy because I think he was a berserker, so he basically had frenzy. From what I heard from the YouTuber that a while ago, I can't remember what his name was, but I know who I'm talking about. I remember him saying that Frenzy was an ability for Berserkers. That sucks. But it does give you extra damage hits, so there was that. And my friends and I, we were lucky enough to even escape from our lives, right? So this guy was making us go to our very last breath. I was doing blessed strikes on him, one strike after another. I was trying to do enough damage to him, but it feels like even though, no matter how hard I would hit with my broadsword and my powers, I would still not have enough damage to remotely kill this guy. And everything around us was starting to catch on fire. So I had the brilliant idea, but from Mortho's perspective, this was pretty much a dumb idea. But I was doing it just because everything was starting to catch on fire, and if you guys were in my shoes, you might have done it too. So I saw a window, and I told them that we had to jump out the window to get out away from the flames, right? So basically, I almost jumped out, poorly, out the window, and got 1d6 of damage. And right before it was the Berserker's turn, he was targeting me, like, all JoJo style, with the finger pointing and whatnot. And he got me down to my knees. I collapsed to the ground. My character was almost dead. And what I had to do was, in Dungeons & Dragons, I believe it's either a four-sided dice or a eight-sided dice to roll. And depending on your foretelling numbers, you would be able to cheat death. It was either this or a 20-sided dice. I can't remember which one. But all I do know is, I specifically remember after the fight, when we were fighting him, I managed to get a successful roll on the first one. So I got one strike a death off me, so I managed to succeed and didn't die the first time. But when my friend tried to help me up, she sadly failed, and I was one step closer to death. And not only that, while my friends were fighting, he was putting up a big-ass fight. Like, he was throwing us around like as if it was nothing. He was getting weaker, but we were still fighting him. And I was on the ground, passed out, almost dead, most likely. And ah, crap, I'm sorry, folks, I can't remember what happened, but from what I could understand, my friends eventually did defeat him, and one of my friends, who almost killed me, did manage to revive me in a nick of time besides killing me, so there was that, and he was probably the most highest level character we have fought out of everyone in the campaign so far, and he was a guy who almost killed the party. So yeah, and I'll tell you about the theory in another podcast episode. So before I go, I just want to say I recently opened up an Instagram page, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SuperNerd, at SuperNerd or UltraNerd on Twitter. And be sure to like and tell your friends about the podcast as well. And be sure to remember that geek is fleek and listen to the rest of the episodes of the podcast of recent episodes of the D&D Storytime or other episodes I've recently made. And remember, folks, once again, geeks is fleek and have a happy holidays.